Hi, I'm Ryan Gardenswartz, and today local artist Jody Goralnik joins me in the studio. Jody's latest show, The Fifth Kingdom, will be opening at Skies Art Gallery in downtown Aspen on Friday, August 10th. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
So for starters, can you just give the listeners a quick overview of what they should expect from The Fifth Kingdom show?
Okay, well, let's see. I titled the show The Fifth Kingdom because in taxonomy, the Fifth Kingdom is the kingdom of fungi and molds and yeasts and all the sort of invisible connectors of the universe. So the paintings, these are mostly paintings. There's also a few sculptures, but the paintings are a lot of patterning, very intense patterning of the kind that you see if you're looking closely at lichen or if you happen to dig up mycelium, which is the root system of mushrooms. So to me, the show is essentially all about systems and networks and how everything is connected.
So in your bio and just now, you mentioned how the outside world is a huge influence to your art. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you gain inspiration from?
Well, you know, I'm a sort of citizen scientist, so I'm constantly reading botany books and trying to understand biology books that, because I don't have a background in biology, are over my head. But I think, you know, for me as an artist right now in this time of the Anthropocene, extreme climate change, we're beginning to feel the effects of it. It seems to me that the marriage of science and art can really shine a light. I love a quote from Rachel Carson that said something about the closer we look at things, the less taste we'll have for destruction. So I think some of my impulse is to put out an environmental message that look closely at this world that we all share and that is experiencing incredible difficulties.
What's the story behind this recent fascination with the microbiology and the in-depth looks?
It's actually not that recent for me, and I'm from a medical family, and I think it was always sort of my other interest other than art is science. And a few years ago, I was lucky enough to do a residency in a biology lab in New York that was set up for artists. And there I got to look at everything I wanted to through a microscope and dissect things, and I grew a project using slime mold. So it's been an ongoing interest of mine for a long time, plus I'm an avid mushroomer when possible.
So you have a very unique style that blends the past, present, and future. How did your style come to fruition?
Oh, that's an interesting question. How did it come to fruition? I think for any artist, they make is just a symbiosis of everything we see and read and do. And for me, living here in these extraordinary mountains in this extraordinary landscape, I've always been more attracted to the detail than the big picture. I call it rapture of the tiny. It's an easy thing to do when you hike. I hike with a loop. I volunteer for the Forest Service, and I've taken botany classes through them.
So you're surrounded by what you're painting and what your art is every single day.
I am, and I told Sky when we talked about the show that I really wanted some aspect of the show to reflect this valley and reflect, you know, a strong sense of stewardship that I have for this land we live in.
How do you think the art industry has changed in the last 10 years?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more money in art than there was, but I think for me as an artist, that's something I have to just kind of put blinders on and not let that worry me. And I have to follow my inspiration and follow my impulses as an artist. And, you know, in a way, the business of art is a whole other thing. And it's really, it's nothing to do with the making of art for me.
How has your inspiration changed, or has it?
I think it's just grown. You know, as I study botany, the more I learn, the more interesting the world becomes. I think, you know, when you learn to name things, instead of shutting down information, it's almost like it accordions out from there. So in the show, I've made what I call botany books, which are some ceramic and resin and plant material books. They're actual books that I've dipped in porcelain slip and attached a lot of plant material. And that's really about my influences and about the fact that the more I learn, the more there is to learn, and the more I'm excited about, and the more now when I take a hike, I feel like the air is full of words because I've been learning, you know, the Latin binomials for different plants, and it just increases my interest.
It seems like every artist now claims to have their own unique style or twist on their art. How do you stand out in such a crowded industry?
Again, it's a little like the art market. I think you cannot spend a minute thinking about that. As an artist, you have to follow your impulses and make your work. The most you can do is look at what other artists are doing and get inspired by it. In my case, I'm inspired by other artists, but I'm inspired by what I read and see as much in other fields as I am by other artists. And I just don't want to spend any time thinking about, you know, anything except what I'm inspired by.
So I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself. Obviously, The Fifth Kingdom's coming out this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have anything else kind of planned in the future?
You know, nothing that I'm definite about, so I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, just to keep working, and I'm really excited about this series, and I told someone in my studio that these paintings have almost grown themselves. It's been a really organic, interesting process. It hasn't felt forced to me. I hadn't painted for a few years because I'd been doing so much experimentation with mushrooms and mushroom ink and slime molds. And so for me to get back to painting and have these paintings just have a voice of their own immediately and speak to me, it's been a great experience. So I intend to just keep on working.
Do you think you're going to continue this similar artwork?
I think for a while. Yeah, I think I have a lot more to say.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just hope everyone sees the show and reads my statement and thinks about what it's all about.
How long will your show be at Skies?
It's sometime in mid-September, like maybe the 17th, something like that. It's up till.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Jody. You can check out her show, The Fifth Kingdom, at Sky Art Gallery on August 10th, and it'll be there till mid-September. Thanks.
Thanks, Friar.